blocked by Sikorsky. It's a common theme. You see it a few times here on this team this year. Guys coming over in pairs or in bunches. Got a few guys from Ohio Dominican. Reliever Max Whitesell and today's starting catcher Jack Mathey as well. 1-2, the count on Stripling. Here's the payoff. Misses down and out. The count evens 2-2. See if the Raptors can add more here in the fourth. 2-2 the count. Two outs, two on. Kennedy's payoff pitch. That one misses inside. Stripling's worked the count from 0-2 to full. Each team with just one hit. Nobody's made an error on the defensive end. Squeaky clean defense from both sides. Only difference out on that left center field scoreboard is in the runs column, and it's in favor of the good guys. Raptors lead it 2-1. Thanks to a two-out, two-run single by Matt Brandt. This 3-2 pitch hit on a line into left field. It's a base hit. Brody gets the wave. He's in to score without a throw. Over to third is Brandt. Bryson Stripling. A two-out RBI single. Rats are swinging the hot bats here with two outs in the fourth. It is now 3-1. Ball is just dying here at Hare Baker Field. Ball was sharp off the bat from Stripling, but it just got down quickly in front of the left fielder, Noel. How about Brandt as well on a base hit to left, advancing first to third. We're going to get a call to the bullpen here. Douglas Coe has seen enough. Clay Kennedy's afternoon will come to an end. Recorded the first two outs facing the first three hitters. Trouter Boston, the two-hitter, flew out to left. I should say flew out to right in F9. Then Mathey walked. Schaefer went down looking, so it was a runner on first with two outs with Biserto at the dish. Pass ball within the at-bat for Nomar. Put Mathey to second. Then Biserto walked on five pitches. A drop third strike from Brody as well with two outs. That shouldn't go unnoticed either. Some good hustle and could have been miscommunication behind the plate, but the Raptors took advantage, having the bases loaded. And then it was the seven-hitter, the right-handed hitting third baseman Matt Brandt, that came up big with a base hit up the middle, now Stripling as well. Zane Loveday, the southpaw, left-hander number 41 from Fairmont State University to take over. Looking at the line for Kennedy. Just two-thirds of an inning, 29 pitches, two hits, three runs allowed. None of them earned. Two walks, two punch-outs. Now it'll be Loveday. He's got the nine spot in this Raptors order. And Trotter Boston. Again, you could find every Raptors game this season right here. The official voice of radio baseball this season. Excited, grateful for the opportunity, and we're going to grow as this season progresses. And every broadcast, I'll make sure to say game blank of 72. Game one right now. Tomorrow, you'll hear me say game two and to follow. 72 games in 77 days. This is the life right here. This is what you dream of if you're playing, if you're working for the team, if you're working in the league. You really love baseball, this is for you. In the top collegiate summer league here in the country, guys getting an opportunity to hone their craft and try to get up at the next level. No better opportunity to do it here in the Northwoods League. Out of the ninth spot, it is Onati stepping in now against the southpaw Zane. Love Lady. Onati grounded out to the second baseman, Prosek. Just an inning ago, 0-1 today. Noddy, Powell, Ohio native, takes a first pitch upstairs. For the Spiders, it goes lefty, righty, lefty so far. Dean got the start and looked good. Just allowing one base runner. And Clay Kennedy comes in, can't get out of the fourth, and now it's Loveday. 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed. 1-1 the count. They're on the corners with two down, 3-1 score if you're just joining us. All three runs for the Raptors coming here with two outs in this top of the fourth inning. They got two hits and no errors, a run on a hit and no errors for the Dock Spiders. 1-1 pitch, up and in, having it duck out of the way. That one is Onati. It's 2-1. As mentioned, the only two day games going on right now are at least early afternoon games. You'll get that Waterloo game at 3:35 Central Time. As the 2-1 pitch swatted in the air, left field, losing his footing is nobody. Regains it in time to make the catch and retire the side. How about that? The Rafters send 8 up to the plate here in this top of the fourth inning. They score 3 times, all with 2 outs. 2-run single from Matt Brandt and an RBI single from Bryson Stripling. It's their first lead of the season. We head to the bottom of the fourth here at Hare Baker Field. You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
The morning show on WFHR. It's dangerous.
6% of our fellow Americans think that they could beat up a grizzly bear.
What? Oh, come on now.
I wouldn't fight Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. This guy's starting something. What's up?
Gonna take him out.
Don't come for the king unless you miss. Best not miss. Best not miss if you come for the king.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Three-one the score, bottom four here at Hare Baker Field, home of the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Andy Ockham with you here for Rafters Baseball on 97.5 FM, AM 1320 WFHR. All 72 games this season, you can catch us here. Rafters pick up 3 with 2 outs in that top of the fourth. A 2-run single from Matt Brandt, an RBI single from Bryson Stripling. Put them ahead after a 1 spot put up in the bottom of the third. From these Dock Spiders, first pitch up and in from Krusenberry. Little 2 up and in, that hits Zach Taylor, a hit by pitch. He'll be aboard to begin this fourth. Bring up the right-handed hitting third baseman, Jake Serrain. 0-for-1, he led off the second with a pop out on the infield to the shortstop, Trotter Boston. Actually went out to shallow center field. Boston called off anyone in the area code. That'd be Onati and the center fielder, Vandenhoevel. Krusenberry still out throwing for the Rafters and fires a first pitch strike right down the heart of the plate in there to Serrain. Krusenberry now, 46 pitches, has allowed just 1 hit. That was the RBI triple from Quentin Pirelli with 2 down back in the bottom half of the third. The 0-1 to Serrain. Now this is outside. Krusenberry's working on the first base side of the rubber, closest to the Rafters dugout. How about this? The crowd at Hare Baker Field filling in on this Memorial Day. Everyone enjoying the beginning of the Northwoods League season. 1-1 pitch. This breaking ball hit on the line. It's down in a right center field. It's going to split Brody and Vandenhoevel. It'll be Brody to pick it up in the gap, moving from first to third as Taylor is a single for Serrain. His first hit of the season puts him on the corners with nobody out in this fourth inning. It's the right-handed hitting left fielder Parker Knoll. Grounded out to the shortstop Boston with 1 down back in the second. Game moving right along here, already in the bottom of the fourth. Saw 5 straight zeros put up to begin this ball game. Scoreless first and second innings. And talk about David Dean, the left-hander, towing the rubber for the Dock Spiders through a scoreless third as well. Krusenberry looks over to Serrain at first, being held on by Schaefer. First pitch misses up and into Knoll. This will be pitch number 50 here for Krusenberry as the opening day starter in 2024. Jumping off, trying to call for a step off as Matthew is dancing off first base with Serrain. Krusenberry will fire home instead, and this one's fouled away by Knoll. Count evens 1-1. That hit from Serrain is the second allowed from Krusenberry today, but it's the fifth base runner to reach for Fond du Lac. The 1-1. This is downstairs. Bottom third waiting in the wings for the Dock Spiders. Lefty-righty-lefty to follow Knoll here. It's Prosek, the second baseman, the catcher, Sikoski, and the center fielder, Shapiro. Quick pickoff move from Kruzberry to Schaefer to check on the runner at first before the 2-1 delivery. Two-one pitch. This one hit in the air to center. Coming in on it's Vandenhoevel, makes the grab. Tagging is Taylor to the dish. That throw will get cut off by Schaefer. Staying at first is Serene. It's a sac fly for Knoll. Now 3-2. Here's Drew Prosek, the left-handed hitting second baseman. A ground out over to Matt Brandt, the third baseman, to end the second inning. Brandt was cutting across. Made it look easy to end the inning. Kruzenberry set out of the stretch. First pitch. It's in there on the outside corner for a called strike. For the Rafters, when we get to the top of the fifth inning, we top of the order, Vandenhoevel, Boston, and Matthew. After they sent eight to the dish in a three-run frame. Pickoff move from Kruzenberry over to first, having to be bodied up by Schaefer. Keep that in front of him. Slightly thrown by Kruzenberry, though, so not too much harm done to Schaefer. Still holding on. Jake Serrain, he's been looked at over a couple times now. Dancing off. Serrain just got nearly halfway down the line. Didn't take off, but the 0-1 misses downstairs to even up the count. Wouldn't be shocked if he goes here in the next couple of pitches. Wind picking up here as well at Hare Baker Field. Sun's been popping in and out. Came out around the third inning for the first time. 1-1 pitch, misses down and in. You can hear the wind as well. It's always weird the first couple weeks of a season like this, starting at the end of May, getting into the beginning of June. You never know what weather to expect here in the Midwest. Usually second, third week of June, you're ready to rock and roll with T-shirts and shorts every single day as the 2-1 breaking ball misses inside. It's now 3-1 on Prosek. Talk about the coaching staff as well here in a brief minute. A couple of new assistants joining Kirk Schreider in his fourth season at the helm as the 3-1 breaking ball to Prosek fouled away. Mike Spears, the new pitching coach, 20-plus years of playing coaching experience, five of those pitching professionally. He's worked all over the board in terms of pitchers. College, minor league, big league arms. And Chris Wilsley, the new hitting coach, as the 3-2 misses upstairs for ball four on Prosek. So Serrain to second. Prosek's on first. Double play ball still intact here for the Rafters. It's the catcher, Cade Sikoski. Went down looking against Kruzenberry to begin the third. For Chris Wilsley, the new hitting coach of the Rafters, not only is he not a stranger to the Northwoods League in the summer ball, he's no stranger to this division. He was the hitting coach for Wausau a season ago. They'll see the Woodchucks this weekend being the Rafters for two. First pitch breaking ball, and therefore a called strike on Sikoski. Good old Great Lakes West Division. We look at the records from a season ago and how everyone shook out in the overall, combining the first and second halves. I want to Sikoski, another breaking ball that misses low. Green Bay finished atop, 41 and 31 total. The Rafters, 40 and 31, a 40-win team a season ago. Madison just a game behind Wisconsin Rapids at 39 and 32. Wausau just 2 under .500 at 35 and 37. These Dock Spiders finished 30 and 42, and Lakeshore rounding it out at 27 and 44. This pitch hit in the air, right field. Coming in on it is Brody to make the grab for the second out of the inning. Looking at overall, only one 50-win team in the Northwoods League a season ago. It's hard to do. Wilmer, 51 and 16. Kalamazoo, that comes up second at 46 and 24. Rockford, 18 over 500 as well at 45 and 37. Kirk Schreider, I should say that's the pitching coach of the Raptors, Mike Spears, out to the hill. And he'll make a pitching change. We'll keep it here on WFHR as Alex Honeyman will enter the ballgame in the place of Tristan Krusenberry. Krusenberry, his day comes to an end. Responsible for the two out on the base paths. 3 2/3 innings, though, for the time being. In terms of hits and runs, we'll get to that in a minute. 3 2/3 innings pitch for Krusenberry. 61 pitches thrown, 2 hits, 2 runs allowed, both earned. Walk 4, punched out 3. We'll see what Honeyman can do here with traffic on the base paths entering here today. Get about a minute 45 to do what he needs to get ready. And in the meantime, Rafter fans, let's talk about the new man on the mound. It's the 6'1 sophomore left-handed pitcher from the Colorado School of Mines. A San Antonio, Texas native is Honeyman. Second team, all-conference starting pitcher in the 2024 season. He's only one of three qualified arms for the Ore Diggers. And that's who the NCAA classified as. Adding things up throughout the season, have minimally, you're averaging out one inning pitched per game. Obviously, he's not thrown an inning every single game, but as it adds up and as it grows along, it was one of three qualified arms, 13 outings, all of them being starts, a 6.29 earned run average and a 1.6 whip, a 6-4 record through 63 innings, a 2.96 batting average against. He was second on the team in innings pitched, and he had 7 innings of one-run ball against Colorado Christian back on March 9th. He allowed 5 hits, didn't walk anyone, and punched out 4. Gets an opportunity to make his Raptors debut here with 2 on. And a 3-2 Raptors lead here in the bottom of the fourth. 3 runs on 2 hits, no errors for the Raptors. 2 runs on 2 hits, no errors for the Dock Spiders, but they're threatening to take the lead once again. If you're just joining us, we went scoreless through the first 2.5 innings, but then with 2 outs in the bottom of the third, striking first on the Fond du Lac side of things with a 2-out RBI triple, the DH out of the 2-spot Quinton Pirelli. But hey, the Raptors can have some 2-out fun of their own, and they did so in the top half of the fourth inning. A 2-out, 2-run single with the bases loaded for Matt Brandt, and then Bryson Stripling, a batter later, followed that up with a base hit to left as well, driving in another. So it's the bottom third of the Raptors order right now. That is a big reason as to why they are ahead. We're at the last spot in the Dock Spiders order before we are three times around. With the center fielder, Caden Shapiro, walked on 4 pitches back in the third. So not an official at bat for him today. He came around to score on that Pirelli triple just an inning ago. You can understand why. Usually coaching staffs don't want a pitcher, in this case Krusenberry, to see an order three times around. And with Honeyman being their second man slated to throw today, lefty on lefty matchup, you like the matchup better anyways. Why not get him in one batter earlier? First pitch for Honeyman, foul tip by Shapiro, right in and out of the glove of Matthew. Count will begin nothing and one. As mentioned, Raptors will get the top of the order due up in the fifth inning when we get there. It's up to Honeyman and the defense to work out of this jam and hold on to a 3-2 lead. Honeyman peers into Matthew to get the sign, working dead middle of the rubber. 7 on the pitch clock, looks back at the runner at second, goes breaking ball 1-0, and a huge fan from Shapiro, completely fooling him to even up the count at 1-1. Back to some overcast here at Hare Baker Field. Looks like rain clouds in the distance, and, well, if you've been in the area, you're accustomed to what those look like, especially here in the last week. 0-2, breaking ball, slowly rolled on the right side, but foul out in front of the first base coach's box near Grayson Schaefer. We'll do it again. Kelson Johnson and Pirelli back to the top of the order awaiting. Honeyman set right at the belt for the southpaw. Another look back at Serene at second. The payoff. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase down in the dirt. Gathering his Matthew. He'll fire over to Schaefer at first for the drop third strike. And that'll end the inning. Honeyman comes in and takes care of the jam out on the base paths for Tristan Krusenberry. We're through 4 here at Hare Baker Field on locally grown radio. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. Raptors lead it 3-2.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the order, do it for the Rafters here in the top of the fifth inning at the home of the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, Hare Baker Field. Andy Ockham with you on WFHR. First pitch into Miles Vandenhoof, who's there for a called strike. Zane Loveday back out on the mound after entering to face Mason Onati with a couple runners on an inning ago. Gets a clean slate here in the fifth. Top of the Rafter order for a third time around. 0-1 pitch misses upstairs. Now 1-1 on Vandenhoevel. Hitting from the right side, Miles 0 for 2 today. A strikeout back in the first. Popped out to the shortstop, Berrigan, to end the third. The 1-1. Not on top of that breaking ball there is Loveday. It misses upstairs. Now 2-1. Boston on deck. Matthew to follow here in this fifth inning. Wind picking up at Hare Baker Field. Still get opening day on this Memorial Day in 2024, May 27th, as the 2-1 misses upstairs. 3-1 the count. Can't say it enough. Excited to see all you Raptor fans at the yard tomorrow. First of four at home. The 3-1 misses upstairs again for ball four. Vandenhoevel aboard a five-pitch walk to begin this fifth inning. 3-2 the score. Rafters, two hits and no errors, same to be said on the Dock Spider side. All three runs for Wisconsin Rapids coming the top of the fourth, all with two outs, a two-run, two-out single from Matt Brandt. At batter later, Bryson Stripling, the DH, followed up with a two-out RBI single of his own. One run in the third, also came with two outs. Runner takes off, first pitch to Boston, misses down in the dirt. Sikoski loses it at his feet, it kicks away out in front of the Fond du Lac on deck circle. The second easily without a throw is Vandenhoevel, and how about that? 2-3-4 coming up right at the heart of the Rafter order. They got a runner out in scoring position with nobody out. Pirelli was the DH to get the first run of the ballgame, a two-run triple, or an RBI triple, I should say, with two outs back in the third. Fondi adding another in the bottom of the fourth. 1-0 to Boston, this lefty-on-lefty battle. Sprayed in the air, foul down the left field line. That'll find the seats to even up the count 1-1 on the Wisconsin Rapids shortstop. Be Matthew and then Schaefer, a couple right-handed bats against the left-hander out on the mound. Loveday to follow. Three lefties in the order for Kirk Schreider on opening day. It's Trotter Boston at the dish now. Nomar Basurto in the five spot and the second baseman Onati. Only two left-handed batters on the Fond du Lac side. And set high for Loveday, the 1-1, cut on and missed. It's now 1-2 on Boston. Boston, the 6'1 junior, Tabor College at the NAIA level, Roswell, New Mexico native. This past year for the Blue Jays, 48 games he played in and was a .322 hitter. 9 homers, 48 RBIs, 14 doubles. The 1-2 is tapped foul. Had 4 hits and 5 RBIs against Oklahoma Wesleyan back on March 19th. 2 of the 4 hits in that ball game were long balls for Boston that he was able to deposit. He also had another 2-homer game against Mid-America back on March 6th. Safe to say the month of March was good at the dish for Trotter. 1-2 the count yet again. Loveday set a couple looks back at second, the payoff. This one hit in the air left field. Parker Knoll battling the wind. He's there to make the grab for the first out of the inning. One down for Jack Matthey. Still no official at bat recorded for the Rafters catcher out of the three spot today. Two plate appearances, though. He's walked twice. On four pitches in the first, six pitches in that three-run fourth was the first run to come in to score on that two-run single for Matthew Brandt. Cruzenberry, the start for the Rafters. You saw Alex Honeyman come into base one batter, and he'll get the top of the Bondi order. First pitch, this one hit in the air, right center field. It's going to get down in front of Johnson for a base hit. Getting waved around, the throw to the plate. There is none. It's cut off, and now they got Matthew hung up between first and second. He's tagged out in the process by Berrigan in the rundown, so there's two down, but it's an RBI single. Matthew, it's been productive as possible in all three plate appearances today. It's now 4-2 Rafters. Clean slate out on the base paths for the left-hander Loveday. He'll be back into his routine delivery for Grayson Schaefer. Vandenhoevel in to score. A lot going on in that play. The Rafters will take another run. Schaefer today's 0-2. A couple of strikeouts out of the cleanup spot for the first baseman from BYU. First pitch, check swing. He went around. Acerto on deck, Brody to follow. Rafters back to a two-run lead, not too much after another run put up just half an inning ago by the Dock Spiders. Well, you get the third hit of the ball game there for Matthew. A one to Schaefer, misses outside. Rafters finding ways to come through. It's the first run driven in today that didn't have two outs in the inning. Now there are two, though, with Matthew getting hung up. The 1-1 cut on and missed by Schaefer. It's now 1-2. We'll see what the pitching staff has in store in these back innings in this one, having a two-run lead to work with. 1-2 to Schaefer. Hit sharply on the ground. Left side, gloved by the third baseman, Serrain. He'll make the throw across the diamond in time to retire the side. Facing just one over the minimum is Loveday, but another run comes in to score for your Rafters. An RBI single for Jack Matthew to make it a 4-2 ball game here from Hare Baker Field. You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. The base is loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... Aww. What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Welcome back into Hare Baker Field. Andy Ockham with you here on WHR. Rafters baseball, game one of 72 this season on opening day, and the Rafters hold a 4-2 lead into the bottom of the fifth inning. Top of the order, do it for the Dock Spiders against Wisconsin Rapids left-hander Alex Honeyman. Honeyman came in to get the final out of the previous inning. And now we'll get his first inning of work with a clean slate out on the base paths. First pitch to the right fielder, Kelson Johnson, misses down and out. Johnson hitting from the right side, 0-for-1 today in two plate appearances. Walked on 5 pitches back in the first. Most recently, grounded out 3 unassisted over to the rafter first baseman Grayson Schaefer in the third. 1-0 misses out as well, 2-0. Pirelli on deck, Berrigan to follow. When you're looking at the lefty-righty, righty-lefty matchups, good here for the Dock Spiders. The next 6 hitters, all righties against the left-hander Honeyman. 2-0. This is down. 3 balls and no strikes now on Johnson. Back across the Northwoods League. 5-5, a high-scoring affair just in the bottom of the fourth up in Wausau. Green Bay got a 4-run inning in the first, but it's all evened up now as the 3-0's in there for a called strike low and out. Still just a little over an hour away before the third game of the day getting underway in Waterloo between the Stingers and the Bucks. And then it's all night action to follow. 3-1 the count on the leadoff man Johnson. Here it comes from Honeyman. Pops this one up in the air on the infield. Second baseman Onati drifting back near his position to make the grab for the first out of the inning. Bring up Quentin Pirelli, 1-for-1 in two plate appearances today. Had that 5-pitch walk back in the first and broke the scoreless tie with 2 down in the third. The aforementioned RBI triple into the right center gap. Honeyman working out of the stretch. Set the belt first pitch to Pirelli's in there for a called strike. Berrigan and then Taylor to follow. 3-4 spots awaiting in the wings for the Dock Spiders, trailing by 2 in the fifth. 0-1 breaking ball. This one skied into center. Shallow center, that is. Once again, Trotter Boston calling off everyone. Hello. Having to reach over. A falling Onati Vandenhoevel hitting the deck as well in front of him. Everyone's okay. No contact made. The captain of the infield calling everyone off to make the grab. 2 up, 2 down here in the fifth for Honeyman. Three-hitter Berrigan at short today. He's 0-for-2 with a pair of punch-outs. Looking in the first, swinging to end the third. It's his first look at Honeyman here. Is time called by our home plate umpire just to let the PA music drown out prior to the first pitch here to Berrigan. Honeyman goes breaking ball in the first delivery. Just misses on that outside corner. .17 on the pitch clock, getting the sign for Matthew. Working quickly is Honeyman. 1-0 pitch, golfed into the air right field. Brody's there, and he's got it. 3 up, 3 down. Honeyman's retired all 4 batters he's faced into this outing out of the bullpen, and the Rafters remain up 4-2. We're through 5 here at Hare Baker Field. You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball here on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom five has come and gone. A 1-2-3 inning for Alex Honeyman working out of the pen for the Rafters. We're into the top of the sixth now, and do up for your Rafters. 5-6-7, lefty-righty-righty against Zane Loveday. It's Nomar Basurto, the left-handed hitting left fielder, to step in against Loveday to begin this inning. Basurto, third plate appearance. He's 0-for-1 up to this point. Struck out looking in his first at-bat of the season in the second, but walked on five pitches in the fourth and was the second runner to come in and score on that two-out, two-run single from Matt Brandt back in the three-run top of the fourth that has the Rafters ahead so far. 4-2 the score here on opening day. Pitch misses downstairs. Three runs, no errors for the Rafters. Say three hits on four runs as the 1-0 misses up and in. 4-3-0 it reads for your Rafters. 2-2-0 it reads for the Dock Spiders as we're getting into the latter third of this ballgame. 2-0. Up and in again. Basurto having to duck out of the way of that one. He's ahead 3-0. Would expect a take from him here, but if he gets a fastball in there for a strike, I'd expect him to be sitting dead red, as the hitting coaches like to say. Middle fastball only in that 3-1 count. The 3-0 catches the outside corner. Here we go. Let's see it now. Rafters would love to put up a few more runs, having this 2-run lead, but still plenty of ball left to play. 3-1. Yanking that one is Loveday. It misses low and out. Basurto draws his second walk of the ballgame. Here's Alex Brody, lined out to the first baseman back in the second, that being Taylor, most recently reached on a drop third strike with two down in the fourth and his hustle down the line. And there was some miscommunication. There wasn't a throw made, but his instincts to hustle down the line kept the inning moving and allowed for those runs to come in to score. After a pickoff move from Love, Day awaiting for the next delivery to Brody. So again, shout out Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. They offer a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools. How about that? Free home-style breakfast and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-leg companions. If you're coming to visit from out of town to watch the Rafters this summer, bring your dogs, your cats, any companion. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Counts 2-0 on Brody. He's ahead in the driver's seat now, going to look for that fastball again here. Loveday set, hands held high in the stretch, working middle of the rubber, the 2-0. Broken bat, hit slowly on the ground to the left side. Berrigan in and out of his glove. No play to be made on that softly hit ground ball. It's an infield single for Brody. Rafters have two on with nobody out here in the top of the sixth. Field single. They'll take runners any way they can get them. Here's the bottom third that drove in those three runs. Back in the fourth, it begins here with Matt Brandt. Brandt stripling Onati to get a look here at the left-hander Loveday. Loveday looks into Sikoski. Get his signs. Basurto's on second. It's Brody on first. Showing bunt is Brandt, but pulling back as that one catches the outside corner for a called strike. 4-5-6, do it for the Dock Spiders. In the bottom half of this frame, Taylor, Serene, and Knoll. We'll see if it's Honeyman again. You'd have to assume so. He's only faced four hitters, and he's gotten them all out. A 1-2-3, most recent bottom half of the fifth. 0-1, Brandt showing bunt again, pulls that one back as it misses upstairs. 87 for Honeyman, recorded out in the speed gun beyond the left center field fence. So the first of four that the Rafters will come visit the Dock Spiders this season. You know, these two teams met 12 times a season ago. Rafters went 9-3. 1-1, Brandt showing bunt again, pulls back as this one misses for a ball. Going to get used to, fans, and even myself, and I know our TV guy as well, Cullen Kapoor, waiting to get his first crack at calling Rafters baseball tomorrow. Looking forward to being up in the booth with him, getting to chop it up before the game and just go over notes and talk pregame, what we've seen, what I've seen today, what he's got ready to go. It's very exciting as the 2-1 cut on and missed. Now we're going to look to put out some other content as well out on our social medias. So go give those a look. Yeah, once again, him and I and everyone else following and covering the team going to get used to this Great Lakes West Division really quickly as the 2-2 misses downstairs to Brand. It's now full. Green Bay, Madison, Wausau, Fond du Lac, and Lakeshore. Get used to them, folks. We're going to be seeing them a ton this season. Hoping for many good ball games. 3-2 to Brandt. Got him to chase downstairs. He's down swinging. It's the first out of the inning with runners on first and second for the DH, Bryson Striplin. Stripling hitting from the right side, 1-for-2. Besides that huge RBI single to left with two down in that three-run fourth inning, also grounded out to the shortstop, Berrigan, in his first trip to the plate of the season to lead off the third. Onati on deck, top of the order with Vanden Heuvel and Boston to follow. First pitch misses upstairs to Stripling for a ball. Already getting near the fourth time around for the Rafters. Seeing this Dock Spider pitching staff well after a really strong start was made by their starting left-hander, David Dean. 1-0 misses downstairs. Dean went three innings, didn't allow a hit, nor a run, only walked one, punched out four, 37 pitches. It was Clay Kennedy when he came in. Gave up two hits, three runs, none of them earned, though. Walked two, punched out two, and only two-thirds of an inning through 29 pitches to begin his 2024 Northwoods League season. A pickoff move to check in on Basurto, a lollipop throw from Loveday. Covering the bag, the second baseman, Prosek. Mason Onati out of the nine spot, playing second, would love to get a shot here in this inning. Is hitless so far, but with runners on, he has an opportunity to do some damage. 2-0 to Stripling. Off-speed delivery, misses low, another block made by Sikorski. It is now 3-0 on Stripling. .16 on the pitch clock, plenty of time. Both base runners for the Rafters, not too far off the bags. Neither of them being held on either. The 3-0. That one's right down the chute, taken for a strike by Stripling. It's go time for the Rafter. DH now sitting way ahead in the driver's seat at a 3-1 count. The sun has gone away from us here at Hare Baker Field as the 3-1. Popped foul off against the screen. It's now 3-2. I am in the line for a foul ball out here in front of the press box at Hare Baker Field. First and foremost, take care of the equipment. That is the number one goal. But after that, former ball player myself, I'm ready to make a play if something's presented to me here. 3-2 to Stripling. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back punch outs for the left-hander Loveday, and he'll now get Onati with two on and two out, and we'll get a mound visit here from one of the members of this Fondi coaching staff prior to this battle between the nine-hitter and the Rafter order, and the left-hander towing the rubber for the Dock Spiders. 4-2 the score if you're just joining us. Rafters, four runs on four hits and no errors, two runs on two hits and no errors for Fondi. First run of the ballgame put up in the bottom of the third. It was a two-run triple from the Dock Spider designated hitter out of the two-hole, Quinton Pirelli. Half an inning later, though, with two outs. Two-out magic coming for the Rafters thanks to a two-run single from Matt Brandt and then an RBI base knock from Bryson Stripling. Another run added in the bottom half of the fourth inning. That coming on a sack fly from Parker Nolan. Rafters getting one back on an RBI single from Jack Mathey in the fifth. Scoreboard reads identical out in left center. Mason Onati looking to change that here with two down and two on. Basurto on second, Brody on first, neither being held out on the base paths. First pitch to Onati is fouled back to the netting. Once again, 4-5-6, three straight righties due up for Fond du Lac here in the bottom half of the sixth. Loveday, hand set, right above that logo on his chest as the nothing in one delivery misses upstairs to even up the count at a ball and a strike. Vandenhoevel, then Boston to follow. It'll be their fourth plate appearances of the ballgame. The 1-1. Check swing from Onati. They're going to say he didn't go around, but it kicks away from the catcher, Sikorski. Baserta will go from second to third. Brody to second. How about that? Now they're going to appeal to the field ump out there. That would be the third base umpire, Frankie Gonzalez, and they're going to say no swing. It's 2-1. So how about this? Two ducks on the pond now for Trotter Boston. I should say Onati. Boston's up in two hitters. His middle infield counterpart, I should say. And Onati. Payoff pitch, swung on and missed. Got overturned and appealed as of late, so that was a 1-2 count on Onati. After all, it's a miscommunication between our two umpires out here. Got all figured out before that delivery, and he's down on strikes. Rafters get two out on the base paths, but can't push anything across. We head to the bottom of the sixth. It's 4-2 Wisconsin Rapids here at Hare Baker Field on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom six here in Fond du Lac. Andy Ockham here with you for Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball. 4-2 the score in favor of your Rafters here on opening day. First pitch from Alex Honeyman into the first baseman of the Dock Spiders. Zach Taylor misses down for a ball. Four runs on four hits, no errors for the Rafters. If you're just joining us, two runs on two hits, no errors for the Spiders. That's where we stand up to this point in the bottom of the sixth. Honeyman set the 1-0. That one misses up and out for ball two. Taylor today, it's his third trip to the plate, hit into a 9-6 double play to end the first. A diving play by Alex Brody out in right field. Turned it on the infield with runners on first and second, taking off on contact. Most recently, Taylor was hit by a pitch to lead off the fourth. 2-0 pitch is in there for a called strike on a heater from Honeyman. Serrain on deck, Noel to follow. Then it's a left-handed hitting second baseman, Drew Prosek, to a fourth this inning. The 2-1. Chasing that one down in the dirt as Taylor count evens 2-2. Two-two the count, 12 on the pitch clock, getting the sign from Mathy. Honeyman's ready to go. He goes off speed again. This one's foul tipped off the catcher, Mathy. Top five in Wausau. 5-5 remains the score. between the Rockers and the Woodchucks to begin that season. Green Bay put up four in the top half of the first inning. Wausau coming back to tie it in a close contested, higher scoring ball game toward the middle. Just a little ways away from Wisconsin Rapids. 2-2 tapped out in front of the mound. Honeyman's off the hill to field it. He'll fire to first in time to retire Taylor. A 1-3 put out to begin this bottom half of the sixth inning. It's Jake Serrain who's 1-for-2 today. Popped out to the shortstop Boston to lead off the second. Base hit back in the fourth. Honeyman's now retired all five hitters he's faced out of the bullpen today. First pitch popped in the air. That'll find the seats behind the first base rafters dugout. Count begins nothing and one on Serrain. Mentioned getting the start today for your Raptors, the right-hander from Campbellsville University, Tristan Cruzenberry. It's the 0-1. It's in there for a called strike. 83 on the gun from Honeyman. It's nothing and two. Cruzenberry finished 3 2/3 innings pitched, 61 pitches thrown, 2 hits, 2 runs allowed. They were both earned, walked 4, punched out 3. Since the baton has been tossed off to the southpaw Honeyman, looks sharp so far. The 0-2, high chopper on the ground to the right side, gloved by the second baseman Onati, has plenty of time. He'll fire to Schaefer over at first for the 4-3 put out, 2 up, 2 down here in the 6th. To the 6th spot in the order, the right-handed hitting left fielder Parker Knoll. Knoll's third plate appearance, he's 0-for-1. Most recently hit a sack fly that drove in the second run of the ballgame for the Spiders back in the fourth. Honeyman set, first pitch to him. This is down and in. Also grounded out to the shortstop Boston in his first at-bat of the ballgame and the season in the second. The 1-0 from Honeyman. Swing and a miss. Down and out, getting him to chase there to even the count at 1-1. On the hill for Fondi, they started with Dean. The left-hander looks sharp. 3 innings pitched, 37 pitches thrown, no hits, no runs allowed. Walked 1, punched out 4. Only one Rafter was able to get on base against him, and then Clay Kennedy entered the ballgame, and that's when the Rafters took advantage and got on the scoreboard. Breaking ball 1-1, hit in the air right field. Brody coming in on it. He's got enough room to make the grab. Hung up just enough. Another 1-2-3 inning for Alex Honeyman. 6 up, 6 down in the last two frames, and tack on that one that he retired out of the bullpen mid-inning. He has retired all 7 Doc Spider batters he's faced today. Score remains 4-2. You're listening to Wisconsin Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Back here at Hare Baker Field, a pitching change for the Doc Spiders in a 4-2 ball game. Entering the frame, Zarian Eximenes. I'm going to say that one 10 times fast. The right-hander from Florida A&M, the redshirt senior, Miramar, Florida native, 6 foot, 170 pounds. He will get the top of the Rafters order for the fourth time around. Vandenhoevel, Boston, Matthew. Eximenes in his first look here in this season. For Vandenhoevel, walked most recently in the fifth, came in to score on that Matthew RBI single. Other than that, 0 for 2, a strikeout in the first, popped out the shortstop Berrigan back in the third. Time's a-flying. 2:54 local time. It was a 1:05 first pitch, not even 2 hours in, and we already are in the top of the seventh. First pitch swinging, line drive into right center field. It's a base hit for Vandenhoevel. Leadoff man aboard for the Rafters here in the seventh, leading two. We trotter Boston from the left side. Eximamine's a right-handed pitcher. He'll see quite a few right-handed bats here in the Rafters order. Boston's 0-3 today. Ground out in the first. Pair of flyouts coming to the corner outfield spots to right in the fourth, to left in the fifth. First pitch misses inside on the Rafters shortstop. Matthew on deck, Schaefer to follow. Just joining us, 4-2 the score. A three-run fourth inning, the highlight so far for the Rafters, leading it here on opening day. As well for Boston, talked about his 48 games played at the NAIA level this year. Still coming out for summer ball as the junior and getting a chance to show what he's got here in the Northwoods League to begin the season. 1-0 misses outside. It's 2-0 on the left-handed hitting Boston. Eximamine's is the fourth pitcher in the ballgame for Fondi, the second right-hander to be used. The 2-0 pitch, that one's in, and it hits Boston. He'll take his base, putting runners on first and second with nobody out here in the seventh, a prime opportunity for some big-time insurance runs for the Rafters. Jack Matthew has been productive in all of his plate appearances today. Three plate appearances, just one official at-bat recorded. That was his RBI single most recently in the fifth inning. Other than that, a couple of walks on four pitches with two outs in the first. On six pitches with one out in the fourth, later came in to score the first run of the season for the Rafters. Pitch misses low to the right-handed hitting catcher, Matthew. Just a monstrous season at the dish for Ohio Dominican this year. Rafters got a couple catchers that can swing it well. All three catchers listed on the roster are in the lineup here today. 1-0 misses up and out. You got Matthew, assuming the duties of calling balls and strikes behind home plate, or calling the signals, I should say. And you got one of the catchers, turned right fielder by trade, Alex Brody, made a web gem back in the first, and the third catcher, Stripling, is the team's DH here on opening day. 2-0 misses low and out. It gets away from the catcher, Sikorski. Vandenhoevel to third, Boston to second. Now we'll get a mound visit here. Second and third, nobody out, a 3-0 count on Matthew. Schaefer and Biserto awaiting in the wings, a chance for the Rafters to grow their two-run lead. Looking at the Dock Spiders a season ago. They had 26 home runs as a team. Only five of them came here at Hare Baker Field. So just looking at their splits and how they hit against Wisconsin Rapids pitching, how they did in general and how their pitching did. Obviously, we know 12 games, the Rafters won nine of them. Pitching staff on the Dock Spider side, though, a 3.61 earned run average. The team, though, only hit 2.07. The second lowest mark against any opponent they had last season, 1.98 against Rockford, being the lowest point just under the Mendoza line as the 3-0's in there for a called strike, working low and in on Matthew. The Schaefer on deck who's 0-3, but will most likely have a prime chance to drive in a couple of runs. 3-1 to Matthew. This is low and out for ball four. It's the third walk he's drawn today. Now the bases are full of Rafters. Nobody put Grayson Schaefer as he steps into the box now. Schaefer today, a pair of punch outs, went down looking to end the first, went down looking back in the fourth, and most recently ended the fifth inning with a ground out over to the third baseman, Serain. Caserta grabs his bat and throws a batting donut over it as well, waiting on deck circle. First pitch, breaking balls in there for a called strike on Schaefer. Two up for the Dock Spiders in the bottom half of the seventh. 7-8-9, lefty-righty-lefty. Prosek, Sikoski, and Shapiro. The 0-1. Schaefer gets under this one. It's a mile high in the air down the left field line. Giving chase. Does Knoll have enough room near the bullpen?